Hey, thanks for listening. My name is Ashley Nicole Hall, otherwise known as Fit Mom Ashley. Welcome to my podcast where I talk about real life as a wife and mom of five, almost six kids, all under the age of eight. I'm a fitness and nutrition enthusiast. I have lived with chronic pain and conquered it. I've been a massage therapist, and I just love helping people. People are always asking me how I do it, how I keep it together. So here I am, finally letting you all in on my secrets, how I went from totally type A to learning how to chill, and how I went from my plan to God's plan for me. Today, I thought I would talk a little bit about something super important in my journey towards learning how to not freak out about every single thing. It's actually self-reliance. And when I first heard the term self-reliance, I thought it meant that I had to only rely on myself. Like, I had to be able to figure out how to function without needing any help. And it took me years to figure out that self-reliance does not mean that. Actually, it means being able to recognize when you do need help and maybe recognize when you can do things for yourself and when you don't need to freak out and you just need to cut things out of your life. It isn't about the independence. It is about recognizing that your basic needs must be met. And there are three, only three basic fundamental needs for us to survive this life. Food and water are two of them. And emotional connection is another one. And that emotional connection gets put to the side all the time. I mean, you do it all the time without even realizing it, I'm sure. I do it when I tell my husband I'm so frustrated that I need him right now. I'm so frustrated that I need you to be happy because sometimes it just feels like such a burden or I feel like I'm being so needy and I'm sorry that I need you. I apologize for these things all the time and it's ridiculous. We need each other to get through this life. We need emotional connection. Some people, single parents find it through their children. They find it through a friend or whatever, but that's what we need. That emotional connection. If you don't have it, you're depressed, you're pessimistic, you might chalk it up as, oh, I'm just a realist. But let's be honest, pessimist and realist sometimes can go hand in hand. So knowing when to reach out and ask for help, knowing how to obtain the balance, that is part of self-reliance, knowing when you need to say no. Perfect example, I was talking to somebody today and she quite simply said she couldn't do something because she had just met her limit. That was perfect, the perfect example. She just couldn't commit to something because she met her limit. My favorite is when people are super honest about it and you want to get a group of moms together. This is always entertaining, trying to get a group of moms together. Because trying to find a time that works for everybody is like near impossible. So basically, somebody is going to sacrifice somebody's nap time, period, end of subject. But I love hearing when moms of multiple children, more than three to be precise, three or more, I should say, are just saying, they just say it up front. It's like, I'm going to be flaky about this thing. Like, I will try to meet you guys at the park at 10:30, but I'm going to be honest, I might just flake out at the last second. They understand already that if they commit themselves to this thing, it will drive them up the wall. Because you and I, if you're a mom, know trying to get to a scheduled event with children, it's like trying to put pants on a goat. Okay, wait, that was a bad analogy. It's like trying, I don't even know how to describe this. Like, it's left me. It leaves chaos in my mind, absolute chaos. I stare at the messy toys and it's like we have company coming over in 5 minutes. And I just have to say to myself, if they're really my friend, actually, I don't even say this to myself. I say this to my friends. If I have to clean for 2 hours for you to come over, we cannot be friends. I cannot handle that in my life. And I tell them the same thing. If you clean for me, we can't be friends. I sure love having a clean house for myself, but I by no means expect that from anyone else. So moving on. So self-reliance. Let's talk a little bit about that oxygen mask analogy that we all know so well. you're on an airplane and they tell you, you know, the safety protocol is if the oxygen masks come down, you first put the mask on yourself and then you can put the mask on your neighbor or your child. Why is it that you have to put the mask on yourself first? I mean, you think to yourself, it takes 10 seconds to put a mask on a child. Like, I'll just hold my breath. Absolutely not. Because if something happens and you can't get the oxygen mask on your neighbor or your child in 10 seconds, you pass out and you're useless to both of you. You get your own oxygen mask on first. You get that around your mouth, whatever. And you breathe in that oxygen first. And then you put it on your neighbor. Then you put it on your child. Then you put it on your spouse. The same thing comes with self-reliance. You are of no use to your loved ones. You are useless to your loved ones if you don't take care of yourself first. The love you give is half-hearted because you can't even think straight. The energy you have is next to nothing because you haven't taken care of your health first. You can't share in experiences with your loved ones what they actually care about. You can't share in those things because you haven't taken care of yourself first. Something that happens when you don't take care of yourself first is you become over-consumed with how inadequate you are. You become over-consumed with how inept you are at certain things. You become overwhelmed by all of the things you can't accomplish. But if you become self-reliant and you flip the switch and you say to yourself, I need XYZ in my life to help me feel better, or I need to exercise for 30 minutes a day so that I can be a happier person. I need to eat better so I'm not so depressed and anxious all the time and not feeling so terribly guilty about the cookies I eat every day and night. I need to have a friend night or a girl's night or a pedicure with somebody so that I can take a step out of my life so I can appreciate it for what it is. I need to pick up a book that talks about how to improve my spiritual side, my business side, my organization, whatever it is you're struggling with. I need to pick up a book to teach me this. I need to cut a show out of my life because it just brings negativity and I can't handle all the drama in the world right now because I can barely handle myself. I need to stop binge watching Netflix. I need to start going on weekly dates with my husband. You have to be able to stop and describe in your mind, on paper, however, what it is that you need to fill your bucket. Communicate that with your children and your spouse on a regular basis and communicate it in a way that is like, hey, what can I do to fill your bucket? Become aware at the same time of what it is that they need. As your bucket gets filled, you can then fill your family's buckets. You cannot fill their bucket if yours is empty. You have nothing to fill it with. So I guess it kind of relates to love. We talked about this in church yesterday, actually. It's connected because when you finally take that time to recognize what you need, or I need help from somebody, I really need to reach out to somebody because I'm going crazy in this area of my life. When you take that time to step out of your comfort zone to make sure your needs are met, when you are more sensitive when another person is going through that exact same thing. Not necessarily the same thing as far as the details are concerned, but when they are struggling to be self-reliant, when they are struggling to meet their own emotional needs, to get that emotional connection, you become more sympathetic, more sensitive, more empathetic. And you can fully love your family, your friends, people you meet. You just all of a sudden have a love for them because you get it. You have been there. You have been there. You've been on your knees crying, screaming to God to help you in this situation. You've gotten on the phone and had that like knot in my chest kind of conversation. I need your help. I don't know what I need right now, but I just need your help. I am barely keeping my head above water. I feel like it's up to my nose. I need help. You have been there. You've done the hard thing. And so now you can be on the other end of that. You can be the person on the other line saying, you know what? Don't even try to think about what I can do to help you. I'll be right over. Or you know what? You just chill. I'm going to find you a babysitter. As we do this, as we embrace this process, embrace this part of our journeys to being better people, productive, good moms, good wives, good friends, we show others how to do the same thing and we give them empowerment and encouragement. We are all children of God, and this has to do with love, remembering love. Everyone deserves love. Everyone believes differently. Make it personal. Learn their love languages. Overlook unimportant things. Teach love at home. Don't be afraid to believe in love. It's a hard road. There is heartache and growth along the way. Do not give up. Keep growing, improving, and giving love. But we cannot remember love if we can't first love ourselves. And honestly, self-reliance breeds love. Because once we learn how to meet our needs or get them met in a positive way, not in a selfish way, but as soon as you recognize that, we can show that to others and we can love others and we can love ourselves, and the entire atmosphere in your life changes. You immediately become sensitive to the things that you need to cut out of your life. Anyways, that's it for today. So this is about self-reliance and love and how they go together. Thanks for listening. I will probably come up next week. I'm going to talk about empathy and relate it also to the story that I had shared last week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I encourage you to. It's kind of led me to the person that I am today. So next week, I'm going to talk about empathy, and I'm going to talk about some of the experiences I've had that have caused me to reflect and look back and be a more empathetic person and just be more productive. Experiences that have taught me to be understanding even when I don't understand. So that's next week. Thanks for listening. That's it for today.